You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible. Welcome back to the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. This week, Karen and I will cover Unit 23, Session 4, Jesus Taught About Possessions.
Yes.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess your explanation of what this is about is going to be something with stuff.
Yes, it involves stuff. Possessions, yes. Jesus taught that while there's nothing inherently wrong with possessions, that they cannot and they should not be our greatest treasure because he is.
Yeah, and it's a really important nuance there at the end. This is not just going to be a diatribe that things are bad.
Yeah.
They can be, but they can also be very good. We recognize everything can be given to us as a gift of God.
Yeah, for sure.
But anything can become bad, even good things, if we lift them up above God's place in our life. So really, really helpful for our kids who struggle with materialism and consumerism just like we do as adults.
For sure.
All right, so needing areas of caution or extra prep. I'll go first on this one, Karen.
Right
usually
ahead.
Usually I defer to you, but I'll jump in on this one. Because there's a tension here.
Yeah.
We have to understand this tension, especially as we prep for this session. Because the big idea here is that God will provide for your needs, but what we're going to see is some of our kids may come from a place of lack.
Yeah, true.
Some of our kids may be in poverty. Some of our kids may not have enough to eat. You know, they may be hungry. And so we have to be aware of this tension and be sensitive to it. I would say, you know, while there's a tension, I can't give a direct answer of how we make sense of this myself. To take a different approach, I would say this. If the church took seriously what God has called us to do, there would be no lack.
Yeah, very true.
You know, if we took seriously, think about the resources God has blessed his church just in America with.
Yeah.
If we took those resources and brought them to bear for his kingdom work, I think we would deal a lot of these problems and you know, resolve them. I've often heard, this is kind of a tangent, but I've heard if every church, I think, had one or two families adopt a child, that it would clean out all of
Oh my goodness, wow.
You know, it's just, if we just got serious, and I could be a little bit off on those numbers, so somebody corrects me, but the idea is it would be easy. If the church, if just every church in America did something pretty easy, we could empty out foster homes.
Yeah.
So I think it's the same idea here. I think when we look and we're dealing with this tension, wait a minute, but Jesus says he'll take care of needs, but I have kids who are hungry. I think part of this explanation has to be, are we doing what we've been called to do?
Yeah, so true.
So just for us as we're thinking through this, there's a tension here. So just be ready, especially if you're a leader and you say, hey, Jesus takes care of all your needs. And that hand goes up and says, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Just be thinking about how you might respond if it comes up.
Yeah.
I think also here, as we talk about this issue, we're going to be careful, especially from a preschool position, Karen.
Yeah.
Concrete thinkers, literal thinkers, we want to be careful about not giving the wrong impression. We said this at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with things. And we don't want a kid thinking, oh, it's wrong of me to have toys.
Yeah.
And I feel guilty about having toys now.
Mm-hmm.
The root issue here is love.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with material goods. Again, these are given to us by God. They're for our use and enjoyment, and we should enjoy what he's given us, but we cannot love them as much or more than God. That's the problem. So keep that on our radar. And then one last thing, selling all your possessions that we see about that in this, selling all your possessions is not to be taken as prescriptive for all believers. God gave wealth and blessings to people in scriptures. So the rich young ruler, for example, his problem was he loved his stuff. So his need was to get rid of that as a barrier. But that does not mean it's for everyone to get rid of all our stuff. So again, just a couple of bigger ideas just of caution I wanted to throw out there.
Yeah, those are good word. Yeah, it's interesting how, you know, everybody struggles with different things. but definitely in our culture, materialism is so huge, and especially church in America definitely struggle with it.
All right, so what do you have from a preschool lens?
Yes, so I mentioned it the last two episodes. Just to let you know, this week we're assembling some care packages. You know, one of the things about teaching preschoolers about, you know, God's perspective on possessions is for them to learn to like see other people's needs and to step in to meet those. So this care package activity, you know, we're assembling care packages for, you know, people that transient probably. So the items that we suggest to use are like travel size toiletries, you know, new socks is something you hear a lot of people who are homeless. You know, just having a pair of new socks is so huge. But pop top canned food, because don't need a can opener, open it. Plastic utensils, tissues, wet wipes. Those are all great things that people who don't have a home can really use. So, and typically when we do these activities, a lot of times we'll say, you know, leave it at the church to give out or donate it to an organization. But this time we intentionally said to just send them home with kids and challenge them to, you know, think of who they could give that to. You know, I would definitely suggest following up with parents because, you know, we don't want a kid to run off from their parents to hand something off. But, you know, just to have eyes to see this week, to see people in need and, you know, who that child can give that care package to. I know here, like in Nashville, we have a lot of people in need that stand at the top of exit ramps. You know, this would be a really helpful thing to give them that would be really usable. So just want to think about those things.
Yeah, just jump in. My family has done this.
Okay.
My two youngest, Hannah and Caleb, for some reason, God has just given them a heart for homelessness.
Oh, that's
awesome. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
It's not like my wife and I, it's not like it's one of our primary ministry engagements, and it's not like we talk about it a lot, but somehow God just gave them a heart for homeless people.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when we pray as a family at night, when it's their turns to pray, they almost always pray for homeless people to have a warm place to sleep or something like that. So they just have a sensitive heart.
Yeah.
So we have done this before. We have collected some materials and kept them in Ziploc bags.
Yeah.
And we come to a red light or something like that, and we see somebody, we'll hand them or whatever. And it's been a really good thing for our family to do.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to jump in and affirm that.
Yeah, and I would say, too, yeah, our small group did that. And one thing that is really cool, we had a guy who was part of the Gideons in our small group at the time, and he got us little Gideon Bibles to include.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so definitely want to do that. Another fun activity in the preschool leader guide is to decorate envelopes for Give, Save, Spend. I just thought this was such a great idea because not only are you building generosity in preschoolers' lives, but you're even just helping them to have a biblical mindset on budgeting.
Which helps them be generous.
Yeah, exactly.
I think so many believers are not generous because they have not budgeted correctly.
Yeah, so
they don't
true.
Know how to do. They want to be generous, but they can't because they've been unwise.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. So I would suggest that you contact families during the week and encourage them to help their little ones follow up with those envelopes, you know, whether maybe offering them chores to earn a little bit of money. But in that, you definitely want to be sensitive to families in need who maybe can't afford to pay their kids money for doing chores. But I just think it's so great if we can teach little ones from the very beginning that everything that we have ultimately belongs to God and we're just stewards of what He's given us.
Mm.
So, yeah. In the Babies and Toddlers Leader Guide, there's a fun activity about looking at wildflowers. And I think that's so fun. But, you know, no, you're going to have to get outside and pick some wildflowers. but one of the things that we try to do in the Babies and Toddlers Leader Guide is when we have things that could pose an allergy issue, is we put them inside clear CD cases. Well, and I guess it would still affect allergies, but mainly you just don't want a baby to stick a wildflower in their mouth. but, you know, I was even thinking, man, are we going to run out of these clear CD cases as CDs go away? Yeah.
We're going to have people pretty soon saying, a what?
Yeah, what is that? But if you, you know, just a quick check online, you can get them really inexpensively, like, you know, 20 for $10 or something like that. And I would suggest if you can budget for it, budgeting, that would probably be worth investing in because the Babies and Toddlers Leader Guide, we do use those pretty frequently. So that way you can just keep reusing them. So I would encourage you to do that.
Sounds good. Let's move on to what we're excited about God potentially doing through this session. And I'll start first on this one as well. And I'm glad that we're giving kids an opportunity to rub shoulders with materialism and consumerism.
Yeah. So
these are two things that plague our culture. And to me, it's more sinister than just us being unwise with money.
For sure.
When you think of consumerism, it's our culture telling us lies.
Yeah.
It's consumerism says you not only will things make you happy, you are identified by what you have.
Yeah.
So you have to have the right brand clothing to be the successful person, or, you know, as adults, you have the right car, the right size house. All this, it's like your identity is defined by stuff. Mm-hmm. And so consumerism's lie is that not only you are what you have, but also that you will find meaning and contentment and joy in stuff that you get, which is an outright lie.
Yeah, for sure.
Because consumerism needs for us to be discontent, always buying more. That's why there's always new versions of phones coming out.
Yep.
And what you were totally fine with just months before, now you are just lamenting. You feel, oh my goodness, this is barbaric. My phone doesn't have this latest gizmo. That's consumerism's lie. It's teaching us to be discontent.
Yeah.
And so the gospel says, no, you are who you are in Christ, and you find contentment and joy in Christ, not things. So our culture is antithetical to the gospel.
Yeah.
And this is an opportunity for us to help our kids see that from early. So I'm grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you on that. And I want to even, you know, go a little bit further that, you know, not only is it just a byproduct of our culture, but market research, they are literally going after your children.
Yes, they are.
Like I've not done extensive research, but read a little bit, heard a little bit, but, you know, children are targeted from an early age, you know, with television, you know, ads, commercials, to cause them to grow up to want. And they're doing a really good job with it. So, you know, they're literally trying to wire their brains to want more and more. So we want to teach kids that, you know, God created this world of great abundance, and, you know, we have enough if we share it. So just that they would hold their possessions loosely and, be willing to give what God's given them.
Yeah, I've heard the phrase, the need to need, that really at the heart, consumerism is all about that. It's the need within you and the satisfying. There's actually a physiological response to purchasing something.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You get this kind of high.
Oh, I feel it in myself. Yeah.
So that's what market research, that's what advertising and so forth, that's what they play on. They count on. But there's also this steep drop in satisfaction in something. So that's why, again, if we let our kids give into consumerism, they're finding out their identity is always shifting.
Yep.
Because what is successful, what is popular, ebbs and flows. Yep. And their joy is always fleeting. That's why this is so sinister. That's why it's so evil.
Yeah.
And so we need to help our kids with this.
For sure.
All right. So why don't we wrap up there? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We hope that you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids and preschool. For more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.